views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ, 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge. Each week on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself and to live your dreams. Here at Lucid Planet Radio, we are pleased to announce that we have recently been picked up by CRN Digital Talk Radio, which will be bringing us to 11 million homes in the U.S. and over 90 countries, including 25 stations just in Australia. Wow. This is a great time to jump in and become a partner or a sponsor of the show. Just go to our website, thelucidplanet.com, or email me personally at drkellyneff@gmail.com, drkellyneff@gmail.com, to find out much more. Stay tuned. Now, for today's show, we are talking about something really exciting. Have you seen the movie Star Wars? I'm guessing you probably have if you're one of the, I don't know, billion people on the planet who saw the most recent edition, The Force Awakens. Wow. If you're like me, you're probably pretty intrigued of the idea of the Jedi and the Force. I mean, who wouldn't want to be a Jedi, right? Well, what if I told you that this isn't just a fantasy or the stuff of fantasy? What if I told you that the Jedi and the Force could actually be interpreted as something real on this plane? Now, maybe not in the sense of the movie with lightsabers and all of that, but what if there was an entire alliance of Jedi with their own academy spreading across the world to train the future guardians of planet Earth? And what would the world look like with Jedi guardians and ambassadors in our communities, resolving conflicts before they begin, providing consultation and mediation, assisting in healing and personal transformation, and even providing physical education and training? What a concept. And to discuss this concept of the emerging culture of real life Jedi guardians and so much more today, I am very pleased to welcome Adam Apollo to the show. Adam runs the Guardian Alliance, which is an academy for real life Jedi, and it offers training across the fields of martial arts, metaphysics, manifestation, magic, astral travel, remote viewing, extraterrestrial contact, and so much more. This is like right up our alley here on Lucid Planet Radio. And Adam Apollo, he does so much more than just the Guardian Alliance. He has offered insights on global transitions, physics, technology, and the future at places like the White House and the UN, at conferences and festivals around the world. For example, he has been a keynote speaker at the gala dinner for the International Symposium on Digital Earth, which is featuring Google and global satellite agencies from around the world. A little bit about his story. After having a vision of the universe as a fractal hologram when he was 15, he extensively studied a wide variety of many different branches of theoretical astrophysics, completing major research papers on the potential interface between consciousness and the physics of space-time by the time he graduated high school. He's the founder of the Unify Movement and several education and technology-based companies and organizations, as well as a faculty member and lead systems architect for several international online academies, including the Residence Academy for Unified Physics, the Guardian Alliance that I mentioned earlier for real-life Jedi, and the Visionary Arts Academy. Wow, so we will be talking about this and a lot more interesting stuff today, including Unified Physics, the Ether, the Human Energy Field, and of course, the real-life Jedi Guardians. Woo! So let's please welcome Adam to the show. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you so much, Kelly. It's an honor to be here with you today.
It's really an honor and wonderful to have you here. I'm so excited about this topic. But before we get started talking about this, I imagine that our audience would probably love to learn a little bit more about you. Tell me more about seeing the universe as a fractal hologram and how that kind of inspired the trajectory of your life.
Sure. It's a story that I don't actually get to tell very often. So I really appreciate that you asked me about that. And for me, it was such a foundational moment that changed the direction of the rest of my life, that everything that I've ever done kind of refers back to that moment and to the beginning of what I really began to discover at that time. This was shortly after I had an experience with a friend of mine in which we discovered that we had an energy field around us. Through a couple simple experiments, we realized that, you know, if you put your fingertips together and you slowly spread them apart and you focus on that space between them, you can actually begin to feel a tangible field of force between your fingertips. You can do the same with your palms. You can extend it across an entire room. You can use it to send pulses or signals across a distance, even non-locally. I'm talking long distances. You can use it to tap into energy resources in the core of the Earth, in star systems, et cetera. And we began to use it to do blindfolded martial arts and develop all of these different techniques for exploring psychic abilities, consciousness, locating objects, and even eventually astral travel, lucid dreaming, remote viewing, and things like that. And so shortly after we'd had these initial discoveries of this energetic field that we are all a part of around our bodies, I was having an experience where I was literally just hanging out with some friends. I was sitting on a couch. They were playing Tekken on, you know, the video game. You know, sure. I'm 15 years old and we're listening to Jimmy Buffett, and it's actually Cheeseburger in Paradise playing on the CD. And I kind of drift off for a moment, you know, just like into thought. And all of a sudden I had this vision. And my vision was of an eye, and then the eye zoomed out and I saw the eye as part of the body, and the body, the whole body system as connected to the ground around the body. And then I saw this person standing in this field that quickly zoomed out to the point where I could see forests around the field, rivers, and then oceans, and then mountain ranges, and then entire continents, and then the entire planet. And I saw the whole Earth and the Earth and the Moon moving in this dance. And I saw this dance that the Earth and Moon do as a waveform around the Sun. I saw how the Earth doesn't actually stay still. It actually wobbles in this wave as the Moon travels with it. And they create this harmonic waveform around the Sun. And then I saw that every planet is like that, and that every planet is like an atom with all of these different amounts of electrons traveling around it. And when you look at it still, as if time didn't exist, you see these waves that move around the entire Sun like musical harmonics in standing wave strings. And then I saw that that was actually part of the galaxy, and that the galaxy was also doing this through the universe, and that the universe was also doing this as part of these fractal infinity verses of energy waves moving through all of existence. And then I saw how all of those patterns started to come together to form these very simple geometries that made up these little spheres, and that those little spheres were surrounded by electrical energy, and that that electrical energy was bonding these spheres together, forming these spiral structures. And I realized I was looking at DNA. And then I saw that DNA forming and resonating into cell nuclei, forming entire cells, and then those cells latticing together into an eyeball. And I saw the eye again.
Wow, sounds like DMT.
It was a powerful vision, completely sober, sitting on the couch. And it all happened in a split second because I realized the Jimmy Buffett song hadn't even progressed to the next verse. He was still on the same verse, but somehow I had had this entire vision of this interconnectedness in the universe.
So do you think it was just a download or a channeling, or did a being put that in your head, or is that you discovering your inner knowledge that you've had throughout the lifetimes?
What I came to realize later was that it was kind of, the way I like to describe it is it was an Akashic record key that I had set aside a long time ago as a way for me to very quickly reabsorb my structural awareness of how the universe is interconnected and be able to apply that to the physics and the knowledge and the tool sets of whatever time I was going to incarnate into.
Wow, that is an unbelievably powerful story and completely inspiring and amazing that, of course, you've now ended up, you know, running Guardian Alliance and a Jedi Academy. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to explore much more about the fascinating subject of real life Jedis and unified physics with Adam Apollo. So I am Dr. Kelly on Lucid Planet Radio. Stay tuned and we will be right back.
Gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Adam Apollo, who is talking with us about the human energy field and creating a culture of real-life Jedi Guardians. Before we continue, Adam, I just want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you. Could you give your info to our listeners so they can find out about your work and how to enroll in the Guardian Alliance, etc.?
Sure, absolutely. I'm pretty easy to find. If you just Google Adam Apollo, I come up all over the place. But one of the best ways to actually get in touch with me and get connected with my work is to go to guardian.is. That's guardian.is. And that's where you can enter the Guardian Alliance portal and check out some of the great stuff that we're doing.
Awesome. And I can't wait to talk all about that. And I guess probably the best place to start is really with like this understanding of unified physics and how, thanks to what's happening in physics, we're seeing the synergy of spirituality and science. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, Adam.
Yeah, it's a very complex subject, seemingly from an outsider standpoint. When you look at physics, you look at Discover magazine and you see all the stuff about, you know, quantum gravity and the Higgs boson, and you're talking about, you know, Einstein's theories of relativity being proven finally by the detection of gravity waves. And then you have, you know, subatomic particle studies and quantum mechanics trying to kind of find the God particle, so to speak, or find the keys to the underlying fabric of reality. But all in all, it's actually all very, very simple. And what we realize over time is that there is a fundamental pattern to the way that objects come into being and leave being and transform from one form to another, like wood into fire or water into air and things like that. And we see these same patterns occurring at subatomic levels all the way up through our biology inside of our bodies. And we also see those same patterns at massive macrocosmic scales, like planets, stars, black holes, entire galaxies. It's interesting, just right off the bat, when you just look at the fact that spiral galaxies we see around the universe often display that their spiral arms go out in the phi ratio, or the golden mean spiral. And yet if you walk along a beach, you pick up a random shell, hey, there's that same spiral. And if you look at the measurement of our DNA, you realize that the length of our DNA in one turn to the width of the DNA, hey, there's the phi ratio again. And we see it in electromagnetic fields and so on and so forth. And this is a lot of what my vision that I shared earlier was showing me, was that there was this connected patterning at every scale. But now, finally, we're actually gaining the tools and the physics to describe those patterns and that interconnection, so that we can actually use the same equations to describe gravity at a quantum level. And we're talking about like the gravity around a proton all the way up to the gravity around a black hole. And one of my colleagues, Nassim Haramein, who I created the Resonance Academy with, has recently released some pretty groundbreaking papers in this area. The mathematics in those papers was also co-authored by a good friend of mine, Orion Bard. And the equations are phenomenal, and they actually work. And you can, any high school kid now could calculate the event horizon or the charge radius or the gravitational strength of a proton or a black hole using very, very simple algebra and geometry. So this is hugely revolutionary in physics, and most of the mainstream physics hasn't even really opened up and picked it up yet, because it completely challenges a lot of the status quo of research in the current field of quantum physics, especially. When you consider that there is $10 billion a year worth of research going into places like CERN to find the Higgs boson and to validate supersymmetry and structures in the existing standard model of quantum mechanics, well, if there was a much, much easier geometric or algebraic solution, which Einstein said there would be if there is a much easier solution. Well, they don't need all that money then. And that's a problem for the existing academic and research institutions.
It is. And this is something we see across every field. And I guess it's part of this evolution or awakening that's happening where a lot of these older paradigms aren't serving anymore. And there are newer things coming out that resonate with people, that that are more accessible to people, and this kind of resistance happening between the old and the new. So it'll be interesting. I mean, this is, I think we'll see all these ideas get integrated. It just takes time sometimes.
Indeed. So, yeah, we cover a lot about that in the Resonance Academy, in particular the Delegate Level 1 course, which I co-authored with Nassim and William Brown, Marshall Lefferts, and a few other great scientists, Amira Val-Baker for one. And we cover a whole series in that course on how the major worldview shifts have happened throughout history and the kind of ideas that have paved the way to a whole new understanding of our world, but also the resistance that has come up again and again. Every time there is a great innovation, there's also a huge amount of resistance from the status quo and the general beliefs and understandings of the people of that time period. And so it's important for us to step back and look at the sort of metaphysics of global transformation at this time, especially since we are, for the first time, a completely unified planetary culture.
Isn't that exciting?
It is.
I'm very excited. So in your opinion, how does everything that we know now, or that's just being discovered now about unified physics, how does it play into our understanding of human consciousness and the human energy field?
Well, it actually gives us a lot of backing for things that we've already intuited and known about for thousands and thousands of years. You know, for a very long time, physics, and which was actually originally just philosophy, but philosophy and our physics of reality used something that we called the ether for a very, very long time. And the ether was the kind of the fundamental foundation behind a lot of old forms of occult magic, of alchemy, of spiritual traditions for transmutation and transformation, Egyptian spirituality, old Judaic, Kabbalic spirituality. I mean, it's in every culture around the world, literally, even indigenous cultures. You know, they have great spirit and different words and terms for this underlying fabric of energy. But over time, you know, as physics developed, we started trying to kind of to break down the ether into all its elements. And I don't just mean fire, air, earth, and water. I mean things like heat, like thermodynamics, like electromagnetism, gravity, etc. And so there was this big push to kind of get the ether out, because the ether, at least for a lot of the religious traditions and Christianity in particular, the ether gave a way for the church to say, you know, God is in control here. You guys can't figure out what's, you have to refer to us. You have to come to the priests if you want to know the truth. And the scientists were like, I think the truth is self-evident. And so, you know, all the way up to the time of Einstein, the ether was there. And then Einstein proved a way that light could travel without an ether. And that was his theory of special relativity. And all the scientists were like, woohoo, we got rid of the ether. Mm-hmm. And then Einstein released his next paper, which was the general theory of relativity. And his teacher, Lorenz, showed up with him, and he's like, hey, Lorenz is like, yo, Einstein, you're describing space-time as a fabric. And doesn't that mean you're talking about a fundamental field in which things are happening in? And so Einstein corrected himself, and he did a big paper and a big presentation saying, you cannot have the fabric of space-time without an ether. In fact, the ether is the fabric of space-time, and we just started calling it space-time, one word, instead of ether. And now we're finally beginning to really understand the geometric constructs and permutations of this underlying fabric of space-time, which gives rise to all of these beautiful things in consciousness, like sacred geometry, like the experience of psychic abilities, the experience of other dimensions or other layers of our energy field, the ability to manifest by actually putting charge out into the fabric of space and witnessing the fabric of space change, and so on.
I love it. And how exciting that all of these concepts, which, you know, to our knowledge, it's like new age, hippy dippy, oh, sacred geometry, oh, psychic ability. And actually, we're seeing this kind of like overlapping synergy that, no, there's actual science and understanding. And we've all been describing the same thing. And it's something that's been very hard to concretely kind of measure and assess. Anyway, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk so much more about this and how really the Jedi powers of these emerging Jedi guardians integrate with this ether, and or even it's like the Force kind of. So stay tuned on Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. I'll be right back with Adam Apollo after this short break.
I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have Adam Apollo here of the Guardian Alliance talking about the emerging culture of real-life Jedis. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, good to have you on. This has been fascinating so far.
Thank you.
And I guess where we left off at the break, we were talking about the ether and how it's been in existence really since kind of like the dawn of our human cultures, that there's been this force, this mystical force. And indeed, the Star Wars movies call it the Force. And what the Jedis do is they learn to work with the Force and understand the Force. And so I guess my question for you is, what does it mean to be a real life Jedi, and how does one become a real life Jedi or Jedi Guardian?
Well, you have to start by learning how to breathe.
Oh,
and getting to know your body, getting to know your breath, getting to know your sensations, your feelings, opening up yourself to actually being aware of what the air feels like on your skin, what charge feels like as it moves through your body, what smells emerge in space around you, and how those smells can inform you to the field. Learning to open your eyes and actually see, really see what's going on with objects, not see with a mental filter that you're constantly putting in front of something where you're just symbolizing it and naming it. Oh, shell. Oh, fireplace. Oh, thing. Oh, rock. Oh, blah. You know, we so often brush past so many of the objects in our reality without really considering what they are and what is inside them and what they are made of and how they are resonating and how they are shining. Yeah. And when we start to develop these deeper levels of sensitivity to the space and time around us, we actually develop in turn sensitivity to the Force. We begin to become more aware of the very subtle flows of chi and energy that are moving through the fabric of space all around us. And so in our training protocols in the Guardian Alliance, a lot of the early foundational courses, especially in Mastery Ring 1, that we cover are about developing these different basic tool sets to become aware of your mind, become aware of the flow of chi and prana, of energy in your body, become aware and heighten your senses, strengthen your body, develop the basic empathic abilities to be a healer, the basic trust in yourself to be a great speaker, and eventually through the Starwalker path, actually open your consciousness to the many different layers of reality that exist, and that people have learned to travel and experience for thousands of years. Many of us get glimpses of these other worlds, you know, through lucid dreams and things like that, where we become conscious in a dream world, and we're in this whole world, and it seems like, you know, I mean, we're awake, we're aware that we're dreaming. Are we just walking around in our own minds? Or is there actually a space there? And then what happens when you have a dream with someone else? Sure. And you actually encounter somebody who's on the other side of the world in a dream, and you both remember it. And so these are some of the things that begin to emerge, the experiences that begin to emerge as someone goes down this path to becoming more aware of their human energy field and their energy body.
There's so much to be said for quieting down and reaching this level of awareness. I mean, I've been meditating for years. And, you know, sometimes I literally tell myself I don't have time, which of course means you need an hour instead of half an hour. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, today my computer got spilled in and it wasn't working. And I've been having like a really hectic day. Right.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? I'm freaking out. And my boyfriend comes in and he's totally Jimmy Ohm. He's been on the show many times. He's totally like a Jedi. He's like, Kelly, calm down. You need to breathe. And I'm like, I don't have time. And he's like, and you know, it's so funny. I just sat on the floor of my office and I breathed. And all of a sudden I could hear things. I could hear an icicle dripping outside and I could feel the breeze and I could feel air moving in my body. And all of a sudden, like everything shifted completely. And I was like, oh my goodness, I've been so far away from present awareness. No wonder I'm freaking out right now. Like everything's going to, and of course everything worked out fine. And here we are.
Yeah. Well, thank
you. But yeah, and that's definitely Jedi or no Jedi. I mean, but yes, that is definitely such an important skill and place to start and something we can all benefit from. And yeah. You know, that's amazing. Another question I have, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and also just having an open mind, you know, a lot of my most recent students who came, I did a Jedi training down in Silicon Valley, and about half of my students were tech guys from different tech companies around Silicon Valley. And, you know, at first when they came in and we first sat down, I kind of opened the space. You know, they were all very skeptical and just thinking, you know, oh, this should be fun. You know, we'll play with some lightsabers or something, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And
sure.
But after having a practice where I had them actually create an energy ball in their hands and they exchange it with another one of the students, and they had to like receive an energy ball created by another student and determine and describe what element it was. Is it fire? Is it air? Is it earth? Or is it water? Cool. And when every single person in the class, except for one person, there's always one or two.
Yeah.
Every single person in the class got it right. Every single time, except for one person. And the one person who didn't get it right, the person had passed them a ball of air, but they had surrounded it in rubber, like a balloon. And so the person receiving it thought it was earth, but it was how they visualized it that created that experience. And all of the tech after that, every one of the tech guys was just completely blown away. They realized they were all psychic for one thing. And they're like, holy crap, I'm psychic. And then two, I can actually make a ball of energy and charge it at a certain element and give it to someone and they can actually tell what it is. Like, you know, it changes people when they start to actually feel the force.
And then it's like, what else can I do?
That's right.
What else am I capable of? I bet I can do some pretty cool stuff. And you know what? The truth is we can do some amazing things.
So amazing.
And I mean, like you talked about lucid dreaming is another fantastic example. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Robert Monroe and traveling journeys out of the body. And that's something that I always kind of thought, could I actually do this? But yes, I can. And you can. And all of us can do this. But you're right that you can only do what you believe you're capable of. So if you think it's not real or you think that, you know, you can't do it, then you're not going to be able to do it. But if you allow yourself to believe, then, you know, many things are possible. And I feel like, isn't there a quote like that from Star Wars directly?
Yeah, it's funny how it works. But yeah, you have to be able to open yourself to the experience that's there. And, you know, you could easily, you know, just in the same way that you can stick your hand in fire if you're not thinking about it and you're closing off, like, I'm not putting my hand in fire, and create that belief and actually protect your hand in that way. In the same way, all the time, we have mental constructs that form filters that say, okay, this is the way I'm looking at this situation. And when you walk in with that impression in place, everything you see is going to fit that filter that you have. You know, you're walking in wearing your green colored glasses and everything's going to look green. And it's just because you chose to put those glasses on, but you can also take them off.
Yes.
And when you take them off, and this happens all the time in our relationships, we often find we're looking at a situation through a very specific lens and we don't even realize we're doing it until somebody else helps us see it. And then once they help us see that we were mistaken and that we were just jumping to conclusions the whole time, the whole situation transforms. It looks like something completely different. And we're like, oh, you know, and movie, you know, movie buffs and directors love to do that in movies. Yeah.
They do. Well, thank you for that. I can't wait to talk more about this and really why we need Jedi Guardians, and also who can do this and how you know if this is your calling. And we are going to talk all about that and more right after the break as we wrap up the show. So stay with us. This is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly and Adam Apollo, and we will be right back in a few minutes.
Sometimes wonder why all the flowers had to die. I dream about you and I. Summer's come and
get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Adam Apollo wrapping up the show talking about the emerging culture of real-life Jedi Guardians. Wow, that went by so fast. Right? So anyway, let's keep talking, and Adam and I decided at the break, he is going to come back in a couple months, and we are going to do a video show. Okay, so, and you'll see us, the live stream, everything. So stay tuned for that, and that'll be on Sierra and Digital Talk. But for now, let's talk a little bit about why we need Jedi Guardians in our society and in our communities.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a crucial thing. Sure. If you look at the current conditions around in all kinds of communities all over the world, especially in the United States, look at all the police brutality. Look at all of the fear that exists between communities and police forces. And it doesn't start when you're old. It starts when you're young. It starts when you're in middle school and going into high school. And, you know, the laws in the United States are in such a way that, you know, where in Europe, you know, you'd have all these choices, you'd have free college coming up, you know, you've started drinking in high school, it's legal, you go to the pub, you're hanging out with elders, they're teaching you how not to get so wasted that you have to, you know, crawl home. And because of those kinds of infrastructures, you know, people are more responsible with their actions. But in this country, the rebellion comes up very, very strongly. And from the time kids are in high school, they don't have an outlet and they don't have a good mentoring interface. Mm-hmm. There's no one who's getting trained in, like, this is how we stop fights in high school. You know, there's no one who's getting trained in advanced mediation skills. There's no one who can interject between that person who's having a really, really challenging time, that young person who's having serious issues at home, with administrators, police forces, and people at school who are, you know, can sometimes be very abusive in the administrative type work that they do and the authoritative type work that they do. Yeah. And so we need people who are part of the community, who are healers, who are invested in the community, who care about the community. And imagine if gangs, like, who do, they're protecting their community, they care about their community, right? Yeah. But they're still not necessarily being holistic about it. You know, they're still drugs and they're fighting the other gangs and they're whatever. But imagine if they instead took a role where they were guardians of their communities. They're protecting the people there. They're providing an interface with police forces, not fighting police forces. So the guardian shows up and they meet the police guy when he shows up, and he's trained in good communication. So he communicates to the police officer what's going on and tries to resolve the issue before it becomes so bad that it becomes some, you know, violent police affair. And these are just a few of the ways that community guardians are becoming so essential. Independent communities that exist out there, the more important guardianship is. When you have business teams, you need guardians inside those business teams, people who are there to help resolve tensions and also to be guides that help you, you know, bring the visions that you're trying to bring into reality.
I just want to jump in. I think this is so amazing because you can actually start when people are young, teaching them this.
That's right. Can. Yeah. And I really am working on getting to that phase. Right now, the Guardian Alliance that we have, you know, it's pretty great for anybody who's coming into, say, teenage and on up until they're 90 and 100 years old. You know, we have 60, 70 year olds in the programs and they love it. And it's all ages, but I would like to start addressing things, particularly in middle school and before middle school, because those are very, very key zones when we're building our understanding of individuality, of separation. We're dealing with sexuality for the first time, and bullies and conflicts and things like that. And so I'm working on preparing a set of tools that are more specifically geared to young Jedi of those ages. But I have to build up my teacher resources first. I have to train the teachers first.
Exactly. Well, and you have thousands of students, don't you?
That's right. We have thousands of students from all over the world.
It's incredible.
And we have a growing library of teachers who are showing up from all these communities, people who have been doing this guardianship work for a very long time and are now bringing their wisdom, their spiritual wisdom, and their approaches to these different energetic and martial techniques into the school. So how does,
I'm really interested. I think I'm going to have to enroll if I can just slice out a little sliver of time, but I would love to enroll and I think it's fantastic. And I'm wondering, how do people know if they're being called to become a Jedi guardian?
I think most people just have a sense that that stuff isn't exactly right around them. A lot of our students come in because they come out of other schools, or they're in college or they're in high school, and they know and they feel that a lot of the stuff they're being taught isn't true, that they're being lied to, and that the government's lying to them, or that, you know, society's lying to them. And they have this nagging sense that something deeper is true and real. And so they're searching for it. They're looking for it. And they're finding a lot of YouTube videos, and they often find a lot of good stuff, and they also find a lot of not so good stuff.
Yeah.
And
not a framework per se.
That's right. And without good grounding and anchoring in science and mathematics and consciousness and martial arts and physical abilities, a lot of it gets very, very blown out into these like ascension, hyper-dimensional dream spaces, which is okay. But if you're going to do that kind of work, you also need to learn how to build the medicine wheel. You need to get your feet on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, that's so important. And, you know, everybody's on their own journey, and that's fine. And, you know, I'm sure we both encourage you to explore and pursue what resonates for you. But, you know, how lucky are I feel very blessed to live in a time when there are institutions like the Guardian Alliance, and there is a framework that's available, that we have elders and people to guide us, as opposed to just kind of like searching and being lost. Because there's been masters teaching students these lessons for thousands of years. This is part of the way that the lesson is transmitted, not just through like a YouTube video, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Adam, we only have like 2 minutes left in the show. Do you have any closing thoughts for us, maybe?
Well, I just want to say, you know, if, you know, for a lot of the people that are wondering about Star Wars, and particularly, you know, wondering why people feel so turned on by Star Wars and so curious about it, I have a 3-hour long interview presentation with Alfred Weber of Exopolitics that you can search for. And it's a very substantial presentation on possibly the true history of this galaxy, and possibly the fact that maybe a lot of the events in Star Wars actually did happen. And you can find that also through the Guardian Alliance blog. If you just Google Guardian Alliance blog or Guardian Alliance real life Jedi, that's another way to find it too.
Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. I definitely recommend that one. It's fascinating. And we're going to talk more about that next time you're on the show, Adam. And for now, well, I just really want to thank Adam Apollo for coming on the show today and for sharing such great information. This has been wonderful. And thank you to all of our listeners out there tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I had such a wonderful time. You can join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific on lucidplanetradio.com, Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ, 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. And you can also listen to all the archives of the show for free on my website, lucidplanetradio.com, as well as on SoundCloud at the Lucid Planet Dr. Kelly, and on iTunes. If you just type in Lucid Planet Radio, you can now subscribe on there too. So lots of ways to get in touch and to listen. Have a great week. And next week we'll be back, I believe, with Dr. Dream, one of my mentors and someone who's always been very inspiring to me. And so stay tuned and have a beautiful rest of your week. Light and love. And take care, all my Jedis out there. See you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.